Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is MVPinsure.us. I had to think for a second. Again, that's MVPinsure.us. INSURE.US. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Again, that's MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Well, I've been getting emails from my bank. I've been getting emails from various mailing lists that I belong to, talking about holiday shopping, talking about package theft, phishing emails, you know, how to secure your accounts, being careful when you're shopping. So I thought I'd this week we would look at some holiday shopping safety tips. And again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of the blog, type in Holiday Shopping Safety Tips 2023. It'll bring you to the blog post with the link to the article that I'm going to be sharing just a few tips with you today. Again, I want you to click through to the full article and read the full article and see all the helpful tips that they have for you to make your holiday shopping a little bit safer. Now, according to some statistics, Americans are spending on average over $1,200 on gifts this holiday season, with 33% of those purchases being made between Black Friday and Christmas. Now, we found this article from The Hearty Soul with tips to help you stay safe when making your holiday gift purchases. Our holiday shopping is pretty much done, thankfully. I kind of stay on top of it throughout the year. And I've just got like maybe one or two more things to get. And then our Christmas shopping for our family will be completely done. Now, one thing that we did do this year is, as far as my brother and sister-in-law and my nephews and such, we all decided that we're just not going to give gifts to each other this year, due in part because, you know, my son got married, my nephew got married, you know, and to have to spend money on buying gifts for, you know, everybody, our family has just gotten bigger this year. And especially for the young ones, the young couples, you know, money's tight. I mean, when my wife and I got married, you know, money was super tight. So thankfully we're in a position now, and my brother and sister-in-law are in a position now where, you know, we're able to give gifts. But we felt that it was probably a good idea to just eliminate gifts between us, and we would just get it for my mother-in-law. And then I've got a, I don't know if you call him a grandnephew, or my nephew married a beautiful girl, really sweet, and she already had a son. It's like 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old. So we got him a gift, you know, because little kids, you know, they expect to have a gift at Christmas. So we made sure that we got something for him, and actually got a deal on it, believe it or not. So just I'll be sharing some tips next time on how to find those shopping deals. But right now I want to go over a few tips that I found from The Healthy Soul to help you stay safe when making your holiday gift purchases. First one is limit cash. When you need to carry cash to make holiday purchases, limit how much you keep with you. You know, obviously, if you get robbed, you don't want your whole holiday budget being taken from you. You go to a lot of places like, churches have holiday bazaars. Downtown Holland, they've got a Christ market, where you could go there and they have people put up their homemade stuff, homemade jewelry, all kinds of stuff, and many times they don't accept credit cards; they only accept cash. So, if you absolutely have to carry cash, just limit how much you have. Again, just to prevent having your entire holiday budget taken from you because someone is in desperate straits. The next tip I have for you is dress quote-unquote normal. Don't wear expensive clothing and jewelry while out shopping. Wearing flashy clothing and jewelry can make you a target for thieves and pickpockets. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be walking around with $200 Nikes and, being all blinged up with, tons of rings and necklaces and, you don't want to stand out when you're out shopping, for sure. Dress down. I think the article says dress down, but I say dress normal. If you wanna dress up, that's fine. But just don't do it while you're shopping. Again, people see that and they're like, oh, well, that person's got money. Maybe we should follow them around and pick their pockets or find out what car they're going to be going to after they make their purchases. Definitely dress quote-unquote normal when you go out Christmas shopping. The next tip is shop with a friend. Shopping with a friend, especially at night, makes it a little safer. Definitely. I mean, unfortunately, the world that we live in now, it's just gotten crazy. People have gotten desperate. And, a lot of times if you're with somebody, if you're with another person or another two people, you're less likely to be held up because the robber doesn't want to mess with, more than one person because that's too many people to control, especially when they fake have a gun or if they got a knife or something like that. Dealing with a lone person is a lot easier than dealing with two or three people that are together. Now, if you must shop alone, they recommend you either shop during the day, if you're able to, or park in a well-lit area near the store or mall entrance. So if you have to go out after work, definitely, and you're going to be alone, again, definitely park in a well-lit area. Near the entrance of the store or the mall you're going into. Or if you're able to take a Saturday or a Sunday morning or afternoon and do your Christmas shopping. A lot of thieves tend to, work at night because then they've got the cover of night to help obscure their identity. So, yeah, definitely either shop with a friend or if you've got to shop alone, stay in a well-lit area. Or park in a well-lit area or shop during the day. Now, trunk storage. Putting bags or packages in the back seat of your vehicle is an invitation for thieves to break in and steal them. They recommend putting your purchases in the trunk, or if that's not possible, put them on the floor of the back seat and use a dark blanket or sheet to cover them. That's a tip that we've talked about in years past on this podcast. Yeah. If you got a trunk, utilize it for sure. But be aware of your surroundings as you're loading up your trunk. Again, like I said, a pickpocket or a thief could be following you out of the store to see what vehicle you're going to be putting your packages in. So be aware of your surroundings and then put your stuff in the trunk. If you've got like an SUV, or if you've got a minivan that really technically doesn't have a trunk, again, make sure you bring a dark blanket or a dark sheet and put your purchases on the floor and then put the dark blanket or sheet over top of it. Because what thieves are going to be doing is they're going to be walking the parking lots, pretending not to be too suspicious, but they're going to be checking cars. And if they you know, quickly walk by your car and see just darkness in your vehicle, they're going to move on to the next one. They're looking for ones that have, you know, shopping bags sitting on the back seat. You know, that those are the cars they're going to be targeting. So if you put your items on the floorboards, put a dark sheet over them, quick glance, a thief is going to look at a quick glance, and again, is just going to see darkness. They aren't going to notice that you've got your purchases underneath the dark sheet. It's all about timing. They want to get through that parking lot as quickly as possible without raising too much suspicion. So they aren't going to take longer than a glance or two to look in your back seat. So definitely do that. Now be sure to check out the full article from the Hardy Soul with more tips to help you be safe when doing your holiday shopping. And again, you could go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right of the blog, type in Holiday Shopping Safety Tips 2023. It will bring you to the blog post today, and then a link to the article from the Hardy Soul. Again, I only shared like 4 tips. There are many more tips on that article for you to read. Very, very interesting article, very helpful article if you're going to be doing your holiday shopping in person and in stores this holiday season. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're going to run the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you've got a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week, a warm week. It's supposed to get up into the low 50s today, and then we're back down into the 30s and 40s for next week. So I hope you're staying warm, and as always, take care.